Justin Fluke with you. Care Coach's Insight continues. ACCHS girls basketball coach Andrew Eckert joins us with three games that we can talk about for the Lady Tigers. Unfortunately, losses, but two of them really competitive games. If we go back last week, finishing out your tournament, Coach, you lost to Oskaloosa by 12, I believe, 54-42, and then a great game against Atchison High. Kind of a unique matchup there on Saturday. End up falling by 4 points, 41-37. But looked like some real competitive games for your girls to finish out that tourney last week.
Yeah, we definitely had some opportunities on Friday and Saturday. We're just kind of struggling to take care of the ball right now. In the second half against Oskaloosa, third quarter, I think we probably had 10 turnovers alone in that one. And then the first half against Atchison High, we just couldn't take care of the ball. We got down 16 going into halftime. So we did a great job responding second half of Atchison. We just got to make sure we're not spotting teams some points to let them build a lead.
Yeah, I mean, you give up 41 points, so it seems like you could probably live with that. What's the key to kind of helping the offense, though, right now, get over the hump with just 25 points last night then and the loss Tuesday to Mar Hill Mount Academy? So what's the key to producing more offense at this point?
First off, we just got to take care of the ball a little better.
Yeah.
If we get a little stronger with it, we'll find ways to find some shots. Once we're able to take care of the ball, we'll be able to maybe hit some shots here and there. But, yeah, we just got to get a little more confidence in ourselves. We're hoping to get back to that because I felt like we were in a good place going back to, like, January 5th. But we had that long layover. Sometimes those good game habits don't stick with you.
Yeah, you beat Oskaloosa there on January 5th and then didn't play for well over 2 weeks until the tournament. And sounds like, I mean, even last night, that was kind of a game going into the fourth quarter. So is a lot of it just kind of, I guess, confidence for these girls, especially, you know, late in games to be able to push through all four quarters to have a chance there at the end?
Yeah, last night it was a 9-point game, 10-point game with about 5 minutes left, 6 minutes left, and we just kind of ran out of gas. When you're playing a good team like that, you got to be able to compete for four quarters. And we competed for about three and a half and just ran out of gas. So it's when they're pressuring you like that, you know, you're trying to go full speed the whole time, basically, and it's tough. So, yeah, the girls, I know final score didn't show up, but we played well last night, and it's something we can build on. It's just we got to keep the girls' spirits up and keep them confident.
Jackson Heights, your next game. It is a home game coming up here on Friday night. That is a rematch. And then you have JCN, a team that you've yet to face this year. So you got a couple left against them. But what are kind of the thoughts or your mindset, things that you're hoping to accomplish here the next couple days in practice before facing Jackson Heights?
Oh, kind of like I was saying, we just got to get back into our good game habits that we're starting to build on there during or before Christmas and after Christmas. Getting to those good game habits, being strong with the ball, being confident. It'll be nice to, we're kind of in the routine now of having games, 2 games a week. So just keep on getting better, get back to being a little tougher physically and mentally, and try to build towards the end of the year.
I think the other thing that we were kind of talking about is Bowerly, McKenzie gets a lot of attention from opponents. So even in these rematches, I'm sure you're seeing a lot of teams probably trying to take her away. Is that leading to some adjustments and just, needing more players to continually step up for your offense?
Yeah, 100%. We got to keep trying to get her some good shots, good looks, and then we got to get some other girls to step up, which we're starting to see a little more. Last night we had a couple girls hit a couple threes, like Danny Chu hit a couple. Ellie Spear and Ava Spear hit one each. And then Maddie Madison Martin's doing a great job inside for us. Mackenzie Schultz hit one as well. So it's just a matter of getting them to hit shots at the same time as Kenzie. And it was just one of those nights last night where Kenzie couldn't find a bucket, which is going to happen as a shooter and a scorer. So we just got to be able to bounce back. And hopefully these back half of games, we can put it all together.
Coach, best of luck in your upcoming contest. Thanks for joining us again this week here on Care Radio.
All right, thank you.
Care Coaches Insight with ACCHS Girls Coach Andrew Eckert is brought to you by L&L Construction.